Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The Padres' house cleaning continuing with the trade of third baseman Chase Headley goes to the Yankees for young third baseman Yandrivis Solarte and Class A pitcher Rafael DePaula. Solarte, though, spent 8 years in the minor leagues before getting to Yankee Stadium. He's a .286 career minor league hitter, but was hitting only .233 since May 1st. DePaula is a bright young pitcher, 22, 21-12 at Class A and Double A. Padres decided to move Headley. They were not willing to offer him $14.6 million next season. He had balked at signing a multi-year contract extension. The bottom line, Casey Close, his agent, had always committed to take Chase Headley to free agency. It is weird. Headley flew from Chicago to New York, got to Yankee Stadium at 6:30 last night, put on a uniform, went out, and in the 14th inning, RBI single from Headley to give the Yankee the victory. How about that debut? The Padres have now traded $24.5 million in salaries in the deals for Houston Street and Headley and did not get one established major league player in either of those transactions. And they may not be done dealing. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting the Pirates are trying hard to interest the Padres in a deal for Ian Kennedy. Detroit has again contacted San Diego about relief pitcher Joaquin Benoit, and it appears that outfielder Chris DeNorfia is the next one probably to get dealt away in a fire sale. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers got battered by the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-7 last night. Ike Davis, Greg Polanco, Neil Walker home runs, and now suddenly the Dodgers have significant pitching problems. Angels lost to the Orioles. Halos lose for the second night in a row. J.J. Hardy had two RBI doubles in that Baltimore win in Anaheim. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Giants have signed free agent pitcher Mitchell Boggs, former Cardinal closer. Angels have signed Mariners backup catcher John Buck. Maybe the end of the road for Tony Gwynn Jr. hitting 163, released by the Philadelphia Phillies. Rockies have designated for reassignment veteran right-handed pitcher Jer Jurgens. And in a weird story, Tommy Malone, one of the top young pitchers of the Oakland Athletics, has stormed out on the team, wants to be traded. He was asked to go to Sacramento and pitch in the Pacific Coast League, despite the record 6-0 this season. Injury front, Mark Teixeira goes down again for the New York Yankees, strained lat muscle on the shoulder. Indians will have an exam today for Asdrubal Cabrera, their shortstop, back issues. Texas loses catcher Giovanni Soto with a groin injury just back off the DL. Minnesota Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, a setback in a rehab from an oblique injury. Meanwhile, a scary incident, Mariners first-round draft pick Alex Jackson, the young star from Rancho Bernardo, hit in the face with a pitch in the Arizona League last night. And good news for the Colorado Rockies. Injured slugger Michael Kadire been on the disabled list for months. MRI on his shoulder socket. It is healing. Could be back on a rehab assignment in the next 2 weeks. Cubs manager Rick Renteria has blasted his players in the wake of a terrible stretch in which they lost 11 of 13 after they traded their top two players. Renteria told his players in a clubhouse meeting, "Your job is to come to the ballpark and play hard and not worry about anything else." Kansas City general manager Dayton Moore has given their head manager Ned Yost a public vote of confidence. And this is amazing. The Giants are considering erecting a statue to you-know-who, Barry Bonds, that place it next to Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, Juan Marichal, and Willie McCovey at AT&T Park. NFL football, first day on the field for the Chargers, conditioning camp, and then first workouts begin tomorrow, Thursday. Chargers give a 2-year contract extension to do everything running back Danny Woodhead. The Chargers, meanwhile, release linebacker Larry English, former first-round pick, was injured parts of 5 different seasons. Terribly sad note in the NFL, Denver Broncos owner Pat Bowlen is leaving the organization, giving up day-to-day control of the franchise. He's been suffering from Alzheimer's. Houston loses Brian Cushing, their starting linebacker, placed on the PUP list to continue to rehab from knee surgery. Saints lose defensive tackle John Jenkins. He goes on the PUP list with a bicep injury. Giant big-money free agent linebacker John Beeson is not ready for camp. He broke his foot in many camps, won't be ready to play. And another setback for Raiders first-round draft pick cornerback DJ Harden. He's put in the PUP list. Had an ankle injury in minicamp. He has not healed. He's had 4 different injuries in less than 1 year in Oakland. Tony Dungy, NBC TV, former Colts and Bucks coach, has now apologized for the distraction he created, saying that he would have never drafted Missouri defensive end Michael Sam. Says Sam deserves a chance to play in the NFL as gay, but he would be a distraction on any club he goes to. The Rams disagree with that. NBA basketball, the Cavaliers are now prepared to sign Andrew Wiggins to a $5.5 million contract. He was the first player taken in the draft. If they sign him this week, it means they could trade him September 1st in a blockbuster deal for Kevin Love. Meanwhile, bizarre testimony continued in the Donald Sterling probate lawsuit case yesterday in L.A., and now in the early morning hours today comes a report that coach Doc Rivers has told the new CEO of the Clippers, if Donald Sterling retains control of the franchise, Rivers will quit. There are also now rumors running rampant that if Sterling is not removed as the owner, either forced by the NBA or by selling the club, the players are going to boycott the opening of camp in September. In hockey, Minnesota Wild big money free agent right winger Thomas Vanek being questioned by federal authorities for his role in a gambling ring in Rochester and Buffalo, New York, while he played for the Sabres. People who run that gambling ring have been indicted on 23 counts of loan sharking. And in soccer, Brazil has hired Dunga, legendary 1990s player, as their new World Cup coach. He replaces the fired Luis Scolari after last month's embarrassment in the World Cup. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.